If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Well, thanks a lot for listening today. The show weekly brought to you by YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. I have a guest on at 34 after the hour. Dr. Shane Lopez is the world's leading authority on the psychology of hope. And the book is called Making Hope Happen, Create the Future You Want for Yourself and Others. Dr. Shane Lopez. Big medical story of the week this week. Actress Angelina Jolie made public that she decided to have a double mastectomy as a preventative measure because there's apparently a pretty good chance in her genetic makeup that she'd probably get breast cancer. Dr. Mike, what was your reaction when you heard that?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is she had, I assume, BRCA, and she probably went public which one of the BRCAs she had, which constitute about 5% of the breast cancer, about 15% of the ovarian cancer in women, and about 15% of the pancreatic cancer, in men. So men who are from a genetic lineage like this should also get tested. At least that's the thought. So the only reason to get tested is to know if you've got it. And the only reason to know if you've got it is I would do something about it. So just getting tested and saying I'm not going to do anything about it, probably not the best story. But she got tested and had decided she was going to do something about it. We don't know if she got her ovaries out as
No, I don't think she did. I don't think she did, no. She didn't.
At least she hasn't got public saying she did, but there was a story I saw Wednesday that said she was going to consider more surgery, which I assume was getting her ovaries out.
Well, I heard, that she chose not to have her ovaries removed, which some women do, right, despite the resulting premature menopause and other hormonal changes. I think she still has not done that. Don't quote me on that. I could be wrong, but
No, I think that's right. What the chances are? What is if you are BRCA positive? What is chance you will get breast cancer? And the answer is we don't really know the exact risk, but it does mean we think it is a much higher risk than the 10%. In other words, 10% of women do develop breast cancer. We think it is close to 50 to 60% if you're BRCA positive. And so with that higher risk, and it tends to be, not nice cancer, meaning they're more virulent cancers or they're more strength. So the question is, what would you do? And she did the right thing, I think, meaning if I were a guy and I had something that increased my risk of prostate cancer from 10% to 50%, or I had something that would be much more likely to cause a lethal disease, would I do something? And I think I would, but what she did more than anything was she brought the discussion up.
Her, from what I heard, her chances of getting it, if she didn't have the double mastectomy, was 87%. And these are all obviously debatable numbers, from 87% to 5%. So what you're saying is if 95% of breast cancers for women are due to other causes, if I were a woman, I wouldn't necessarily overreact and do the same thing that she did this week, would you?
You mean if you had BRCA positive?
No. If 95% of breast cancers are due to other causes, not what she has, the BRCA number one gene. So for a woman, maybe to automatically say, okay, I don't want to get breast cancer, so I'll have a double mastectomy. That's somewhat of an overreaction generally if a woman thinks like that. Is that true?
Yeah, and especially because as I remember it, the current cure rate for breast cancer is around, that is 5-year cure rate, is, as I understand it, is around 97%. And we will look that up again. I'll check that again to make sure I'm right on that. But in other words, with that greater chance of not having something that's fatal, would you do something prophylactically? I don't know that any surgeon would do that in women out of the fear of breast cancer, because, in other words, if 1 in 10 will get it, but 97 out of 100 it will be have a cure from that. If they have it, they'll detect it and they'll get treated for it. And it's funny that two men are talking about this.
Yeah, well,
it means that less than 0.5% of women will die from breast cancer. So I don't think anyone would assume that women. I don't even know if a surgeon would do bilateral mastectomies, take the breasts off of women who do not have a high predisposition for this.
Do you think that also, just as an important issue here, Dr. Mike, is the issue of cost, because many insurance companies don't cover the cost of genetic testing for cancer and other conditions. Now, the cost of the breast cancer test that she had is, you know, somewhat out of reach for a lot of women. Some insurance companies won't pay for the elective preventive mastectomy, and some other companies say, well, no to the cost of reconstruction, denying payment on the grounds that's merely cosmetic or aesthetic. So that's an issue maybe women have to consider as well.
Yeah, but it does bring up the women with a high genetic preponderance of BRCA in their family. That is, if they have two family members who have, or one family member who has BRCA positive, who's a direct lineage, such as a mother or a sister or a daughter, most insurance companies will then pay for BRCA testing and will then pay for prophylactic, if you can call it that, or treated mastectomies. So most insurance companies, if there's a high degree of suspicion, will now pay for it. And I think Medicare does as well, although this is not an issue of the in the Medicare age range.
And in a general,
I don't know.
I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Joe.
No, well, I was going to say. No,
I don't think.
You may continue. I'm sorry.
I don't think most. I don't think Medicaid does pay for it, though, in most states.
But in a general sense, as this country pushes forward into health reform, healthcare reform, I think maybe her story, her experience, needs to keep us reminded that we probably need to adjust our healthcare system for one that pays for treatment to one that also covers prevention.
That's correct. And one of the key things that's now going to the Supreme Court is, of course, can you patent a test like this? So the company Myriad Genetics says it patented the test, not the gene, but it patented the testing for this gene. And it spent $500 million, it said, in developing this, and consequently it deserves to get a high premium on testing, and it makes a fair amount of money, but it charges, I think, $3,500 for the test, and for the test of BRCA1 and 2. That's out of the reach of most people, obviously, if they just wanted to be tested. But in addition, when you look at what will this mean for future genetic tests, are we going to have the same thing for every gene that we learn about that'll be tested? And if so, how are we ever going to afford the medicine that we want? That is, how will we ever afford the quality of medicine where we test for genetic predispositions and then do something? So the Supreme Court is taking this up, and I don't know where it is in that process. Joe, where is it?
I'll have to find out. We'll have to do some research. I'm not aware of it as well. We'll take a break and be back. We're going to talk about hope with the world's leading authority on the psychology of hope and the world's leading researcher on hope, teaching people that investing in their future pays off. If you're a hopeful person, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD.